Today, the Prime Minister of Turkey suggested that his country should focus on fighting Kurdish guerrillas at home, not in Iraq. For more than a year, Turkish military leaders have been calling for operations in northern Iraq. They want to pursue Kurds from the PKK separatist group who take shelter across the border. Fighting between Turkish and Kurdish forces in southeastern Turkey has intensified dramatically this month. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from the town of Şırnak.
On Sundays, gray-haired Kurdish men dressed in traditional waistcoats and baggy trousers sip tea in a town square that looks out onto a nearby mountain, where locals claim a piece of Noah's Ark rests to this day. The scene looks relaxed, but first impressions can be deceiving. Most locals are terrified of talking to journalists, in part because plain-clothed Turkish policemen prowl nearby. Three Turkish soldiers, including a lieutenant colonel, were killed near Şırnak by a remote-controlled bomb last Saturday. The surrounding countryside is teeming with Turkish army patrols and checkpoints. When a burst of gunfire echoes in the valley below, a hush settles over the crowd in the square. One Kurdish man, who only gives his first name Mahmut, says the sound of battle is becoming increasingly common here.
There's no day passing without conflict and dying in here, he says.
Like other ethnic Kurds in Şırnak, Mahmut describes the Turkish troops deployed here as occupiers who evicted him from his village a decade ago and never let him return. Mahmut says the current fighting reminds him of the 1990s, when the guerrilla war between PKK rebels and the Turkish military was at its worst. Moments after the gunfire, a Turkish army helicopter circles overhead. The Turkish army has been conducting a massive military buildup in the southeast, shipping in trainloads of tanks and tens of thousands of additional soldiers, often under cover of darkness. Last week, generals declared much of this region a special security zone, a term locals equate with martial law. Orhan Doğan is a Kurdish politician who spent 10 years in jail for alleged links to the PKK. He was recently barred from running for office in parliamentary elections scheduled to be held next month. The military now has any excuse to cancel political party rallies or campaign speeches, he says. They may even stop people from voting on election day. The security crackdown in southeast Turkey has been accompanied by a public demand from the Turkish military for permission to pursue PKK guerrillas across the border into neighboring Iraq. Thousands of PKK fighters are based in camps in remote mountains on the Iraqi side of the border. For years, Turkey has pressured the U.S. military and the Iraqi Kurds who rule semi-autonomous northern Iraq to destroy these PKK bases. But American forces are bogged down fighting in central Iraq, and the Iraqi Kurds appear unwilling to side with the Turks against their fellow Kurds. Across the border in Iraqi Kurdistan, border guards show off karate moves during a training exercise. When asked whether they would fight the PKK, these Iraqi Kurds say, no way.
No, they are Kurds and we are Kurds. We do not fight.
They're brothers.
And brothers. Yeah, no difference between Kurds.
For the past week, Turkish artillery bombarded the mountains around the Iraqi-Kurdish border village of Kanimasi, terrifying but not harming its residents.
These days, I don't know why they're bombing us.
Nabir Adishashmour is an Iraqi Christian who fled to Kanimasi a year ago to escape the violence in Baghdad.
You escaped from Baghdad for this bombing. You came here and there's again bombing. It's very, very, very difficult situation.
Washington has warned Turkey that a cross-border operation would destabilize the only relatively safe region in Iraq. And today, Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan challenged his own military's position, arguing that the focus of the fight should be against the thousands of PKK rebels currently operating within Turkey's borders, not in Iraq. But with every funeral of a Turkish soldier, the pressure for action builds. When asked whether he thought there would be an invasion, a Turkish army officer guarding a bridge near the Iraqi border said, "We're ready to go in at any minute." He then made the sound of a ticking clock. Ivan Watson, NPR News in southeastern Turkey.